CJMQ, and we're talking with Craig Moritz today. So welcome, Craig.
Well, thank you very much. Nice talking to you.
Thank you. And Craig is a Canadian country artist, and you are based in Edmonton. Is that correct, Craig?
I am. I've been living in Edmonton for the past couple of years, and before that I was living in Fort McMurray. And then way before that I was born and spent the first 12, 13 years of my life in Medicine Hat.
Okay, great. So you've always been a Canadian, great.
Always
so,
been Canadian.
You're down in Nashville recording your second album. And you had one that came out in 2005. That was your debut album. And it's always been your dream to become a country artist.
Yeah, absolutely. I've always wanted to do it since I was a little kid. And you kind of just never really ever thought I'd get a chance. So I just I didn't bother pursuing it. I just went to work. And, you know, I was in the workforce for many, many years, tried different things. And until I just said one day that I'm going to, you know, try and pursue this. So got a band together and went on the road. And we played lots of clubs across Canada, and I met up with Mr. Tom McKillop, who produces Aaron Bruchette, and got talking with him and brought him on board to produce my first album. And that was the debut album, The Way I Feel, and I was really happy with that. And over since the release of that, I got to do a bunch of songwriting and make some connections in Nashville and work towards a bigger and better album. So.
Okay, that's great. So this is your second album, and first one was The Way I Feel. What's the second one called?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You haven't found the title yet.
I don't know yet.
Okay.
We're just going to kind of wait and see how everything turns out, and, you know, if we're going to choose a song off the album to title it, or, you know, just we might do a contest, a fan contest, or I have no idea. We're going to wait and see what happens. So.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty exciting. Now, tell us about the album. It must be quite exciting down there in Nashville doing that right now.
It's really exciting. It's kind of been a whirlwind. I'm all over the place doing some writing. I've done some writing with some fellow Canadians, Mr. Steve Fox and Tim Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And we co-wrote a tune that's going to be on the album. It's really excited about it. It's a great song. And also got to co-write a song with Mr. Byron Hill, who's a huge hit songwriter down here. He's got cuts with everybody, you name it, and he's got a song on their album. So I did one with him, and that's also going to be on the album. And I got the first half of the album was produced by Dean Sams. He's the keyboard player for Lone Star.
Okay.
And we got to co-write a bunch of songs for the first half of the album. And now finishing off the project is Mr. Dean Miller. He's the son of the late famous Mr. Roger Miller. And he's just awesome to work with. And we're using just a great team of people around him and great musicians. And we're just so excited about it. Everything's going great down here.
Oh, that's great. That's great. How long have you been down there doing the album?
I've been here since a week ago yesterday.
Okay.
So, and I'm here for probably another week, so.
Okay, so it's pretty busy then, I guess, eh?
Yeah, it's been very busy, and, you know, we can see what we can do some stuff up in Canada, too, finishing touches and stuff like that. So, yeah, we're working with a lot of people on this album, and it's great, so.
Okay, well, we're CJMQ, and we're talking with Craig Moritz today, and right now we're playing your hit, Good at Loving You.
Right on.
Thank you very much. And I also enjoyed the other one you put out, Heavy Metal, there a little while ago. That was a big hit around here, too.
That's one of my favorite tunes, and all the cowboys love it.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's different. Yeah, I like it. You've had a lot of experience working with a lot of top people down there. How many tracks are on this album?
There's going to be 11 tracks on it, so pretty much the same as the first album. So,
okay.
So many great songs we had to choose from, so it's hard to make a decision.
Okay, and how would you describe by your type of country music? Is it more on the rock side or a bit more traditional? Or
it's more edgy, contemporary, and you know, there's maybe a little bit of a traditional influence on a couple of the tunes, but it's mostly pretty modern, upbeat.
Okay, good. And I was reading about a lot of artists that inspired you from the time you were growing up. Even Tanya Tucker, you sang with there on the radio, and lots of Travis Tritt and George Kanyon, and a lot of them there.
Oh, yeah. I had so many influences from when I was growing up and to now, like artists who are friends of mine that who are in the business and, you know, they influence you in that way. And it's just so many to list off.
Right. And you've done a lot of opening acts for people like Aaron Lyons, Jason McCoy, Charlie Major, George Kanyon, et cetera. So that's a lot of good publicity, too.
Yeah, anytime you can share a stage with somebody like that, it's just, you know, it's great for us, and we learn a lot and exposes us to a new audience. So.
Okay, great. So is your latest album, does it differ a lot from the first one, and in which way?
Well, the biggest difference is I didn't get to write any stuff on my first album, and this one is going to be 7 of the tunes out of the 11 are co-written by me. So I'm really excited about that, to have, you know, more of myself in this album and what I've experienced in the last 3 years being in the business and just personally and all that kind of stuff. So I'm really excited about that.
That's great. So you've been at it really full force for the last 3 years then?
Absolutely.
Good. And you got a lot of recognition, so I think you have a bright future ahead of you. What are your plans for this summer? Are you touring, different things like that, promoting the album? And
Yeah, we're going to have the album out for June. So, you know, we're probably going to have some CD release parties, you know, throughout the summertime. And then we're doing a bunch of festivals and rodeos and stuff, with Calgary Stampede and Pinocchio Stampede and just a bunch of different things like that. So that should keep us very busy in the summertime.
Okay, sounds great. Now, do you have a webpage, Craig?
I do. It's at www.craigmoritz.com.
Okay.
And we also got a MySpace page, and it's myspace.com/Craig Moritz. And one for all the Facebook junkies on Facebook, too, under Craig Moritz. You can search my name, and I got a couple different pages that will come up, my own personal one and then the fan site and the music one. So.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Yeah. Good way to keep up on touch what's happening with you and your music, etc.
Yeah, absolutely. On the Facebook, I've been starting to post videos while I'm down here and little updates and see clips of who I'm working with, and there's pictures of everybody and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of neat.
Okay, are you going to have some videos? Is that what you were just saying? Have some videos with a few of the songs too, or?
Well, we're hoping we will have some videos. You know, if CMT will grace us with a video, we'd gladly take it. And so we're hoping on that. And no, I'm just been posting little video clips of Nashville and what I'm doing down here on the Facebook thing. So.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Anything else you wanted to add, Craig?
Not that I can think of right now.
Okay, well, we wish you all the luck on this album, and we'll be really looking forward to seeing it.
Thank you very much. It was great talking to you, and thanks for all the support.
No problem. Okay, have a great time. Bye.
Take care. Thanks.